Hachette Audio presents The Devil Never Sleeps, Learning to Live in an Age of Disaster. Written and read by Juliette Kayyem. To my mom and dad, and to all those who help when others need it the most. Prologue. The boys were restless. We all were. It was April 2020, and we had been home, isolated, sheltering for just over a month. They were learning, if it could be called that, remotely after their high school shut down a few weeks before. Their older sister had returned from college, displeased that her freshman year would end taking classes from her bedroom at home. We were all stuck in our house in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Although I, as their mother, might occasionally admit it was special to hold them captive again, they found no such benefits in the situation. As far as the pandemic went, though, we were lucky. Our complaints derived from inconvenience, not wrenching sorrow. Built in 1840, our rambling and cranky house took a bit of a beating with three teenagers back inside all day, every day. We had spent years tugging it into the modern era, but its bones were still old. It held up well enough for its age, until a fan broke. In the boys' second-floor bathroom, the ceiling covers what we had believed was a small crawl space. Above, on the third floor, is my daughter's bedroom and a guest bedroom, with storage closets built in nooks and crevices around a slanted ceiling. Behind the closets, an architect had told us, were small crawl spaces that we could ignore as they had been closed off for so long. So we had lived for a decade not really knowing what was behind those third-floor back walls that hid the space above the second-floor bathroom ceiling. In April, the boys' bathroom ceiling fan stopped working. They didn't tell me. They said they forgot. Instead, as kids will do, they continued to take long, hot showers, oblivious to what the lack of ventilation was doing to the plaster. I would later wonder, did they not notice the paint chipping? The ceiling plaster eventually fell in a big clump, exposing the crawl space above on the third floor. But it was much more than that. A long, narrow space, only about 4 feet high, was discovered. Our masked handyman set a ladder and hauled himself up. There was nothing in there. No animals or furniture, no treasure. We found just a single mottled photo. The photo captured a distinguished-looking man.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?